من و تو هم خونیم، بچه ایرونیم، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونیم. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی.
It is Wednesday, June 30th, 2010, broadcasting live from San Francisco, California. You are listening to RadioJavon.com. This is Ironic and Live. Show starts now.
خب سلام، شبتون بخیر، عصرتون بخیر، خوب و خوش باشین. اینجا که من نشستم یک آفتاب داغ توی چشمامه، بنابراین اگر صدای منو خوب نمیشنوید به خاطر اینکه من نمیتونم نوتامو بخونم و به شما این نوتای زیبای خودم رو منتقل کنم، چشمام داره کور میشه. از این که بگذریم، آهنگ به اصطلاح تیتراژ برنامه‌ای که شنیدین، از این به بعد آهنگ تیتراژ برنامه ما خواهد بود. بالاخره شد یه مخلوطی از رأی اول و دومی که ما داشتیم تو وبسایتمون از شو سالگرد ایرانیکن لایف در رادیو جوان. از اونم که بگذریم، امشب میخواییم راجع به یک مقوله خیلی عجیب صحبت کنیم. به نظر شخص بنده یک مرض اخلاقی که در کمتر فرهنگی به جز فرهنگ چندین و چند هزار ساله و اصیل و واقعا توپ و گوگلی مگولی ایرانی پیدا میشه. یعنی واقعا ممکنه هم پیدا بشه تو فرهنگای دیگه، ولی عمرن به این خفنی نیست. من همون مثلا همون خفنی که در پدرهای عزیز مثلا میبینی، مخصوصا اوناشون که دختر دارن، هیچ جای دیگه اینو نمیبینی. آقا من گشتم نبود، شما هم نگرد نیست. حالا این چیه؟ این همونه که یهو میبینی پسرای ایرانی اواخر کنسرت یا مهمونی یا پارتی که میشه به خاطرش میفتن به جون هم. حالا کاش واقعا دعوا میکردن. جالبیش اینه که 98% و نیم اوقات فقط باد میگه علی منو بگی تا یارو فکشو نیاوردن پایین. خلاصه اینم بگم که این وسط البته این کشفیات دانشمند بزرگ ایرانی زکریای رازی هم بی تقصیر نیست، بالاخره اثراتی روی ذهن این بچه ها میذاره و این همون چیزیه که باعث میشه وقتی دختره به جای 11 شب 11 و 3 دقیقه میرسه بابا یه چشخوره بری داد و بیدادی بکنی که بیا و ببین بابا. بهش میگن غیرت. علی جان انگلیسیش چی میشه؟
There isn't an English translation for the word. It's a very Farsi and Persian concept and word. We've had a lot of discussions with a lot of people who speak both Farsi and English, as well as American friends of mine, to try and come up with a descriptive term that follows. I think it has a both positive and negative connotation. Ghayrat. I think in a positive sense, people use it to describe a man who is honorable, who has honor, but more importantly, a man who protects the honor of others, particularly the women in his family in general, his wife or girlfriend, his country, his people, etc. It could also have a negative connotation, too, if it's referring to someone who is overly prideful or jealous. But obviously, in Farsi, we have other words that can describe jealous as well. But I'd like to hear what's the English translation of guri manguri, or whatever the hell you just said.
Googly manguli.
Googly manguli. Is that like googly languidy?
googly manguli رو من تو یک فرصت بسیار مناسب برات توضیح میدم. شاید یکی از شوهایی که راجع به ریلیشنشیپ داشتیم میتونم یه مثال خوب برات بزنم.
Wow, now I'm really curious.
خب بذارین کوستای برنامه رو معرفی کنم. خودم ایمان، امشب با Revolution of the Mind علی که صداشو شنیدین در کنار من نشسته و الناز از کوستای دیگه‌مون محوش غلط کرد شوهر کرد و این
پروگرام فقط غلط کرد.
There's more. It was a tongue twister.
قرارش فقط همون غلط
کرد. خب چون اول برنامه است یه خورده کامل‌تر معرفی. مثل که مثلا وسط برنامه فقط اسمتو میگیم ولی اول برنامه هم اسمتو هم فامیلتو میگیم. این هم از این. پس بنابراین راجع به غیرت مفصل بحث خواهیم کرد. میریم بریک کوتاه میگیریم، اخبار و برمیگردیم به بحث.
You are listening to Ironikin Live, and this is not BBC, it's Radio Jabon.
All right, this is Zeman with the news. The music you just heard was from the BBC, and the lady you just heard was not from BBC, and this is not BBC. This is Ironikin Live on Radio Jabon. The biggest news we have for you today, this last week, was the World Cup. Huge fever, World Cup fever going around. It's at an all-time high. We're all watching it every morning. I know Elnaz especially is just every single morning.
I get up
like
every day and
devoted.
I watch it. Yes, yes.
Semi-final
starting soon. Rate bikari rafte bala hamine. I think there's so many millions of people out there that have gone bikari out on.
It's huge. It's huge. What's going on? The USA is out. England is out. Germany is out. No, Germany's in.
No, Germany's in. Italy
Germany's
is out.
Still in. Italy's out. France is. Sadly.
Chile, Mexico.
مهمترین اتفاقی که افتاد این بود که ایتالیا و فرانسه دو تیم فینالیست جام قبل
له شدن.
له شدن هر دو بیسیکلی دو از گروهاشون بالا نیومدن.
Yeah, Italy was World Cup champion 4 years ago. They're gone.
What happened to Italy? But actually, one very related news to the news to the World Cup is the fact that the refs made all these really bad calls these last couple of weeks.
Yes, there's
and
a
there's
joke.
Been a lot of
there's a joke. Hold on. Why did the chicken cross the road? It didn't because FIFA didn't see it. FIFA said it didn't happen.
So, yeah, that's exactly the problem. And there's apparently a lot of push going around to actually use...
And there's no
there
chicken
is.
Replay.
Yeah.
There's
no
exactly.
video of the chicken,
no, exactly.
you know?
And even if there was, it's censored because FIFA's not showing them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's a lot of push on getting that going and getting FIFA to actually see visually what happened to games, but I guess it's not going to happen anytime soon. Next in the news, the FBI, this last weekend, they broke up an alleged Russian spy ring. It seems like we're as if we're in the Cold War again or something. 10 alleged Russian spies were arrested this last weekend. And they were all like posing as couples or like, you know, people living in suburbia. They bought homes. They probably even had kids. I don't even know. But like they were just acting
or
like
adopt kids.
Yeah. And one of them was called Cynthia Murphy was her name. And they passed messages around, like they got a message from the Russian government saying, you were sent to the USA for long-term service trip. Your education, your bank accounts, car house, all these serve one goal, to fulfill your main mission, which is to search and develop ties and policy-making circles in the US and send intelligence back to the sea. And C is like the center. No. Like the letter C. Like, and it's apparently the C represents like the center of Russian intelligence. So, and they want to know information that has to be related to Iran. They want to know how the U.S. is directing their policy with Iran when it comes to nuclear purchases and weapons and things like that. So, so that was the FBI news. Iran news. There's actually a gentleman by the name of Hossein Mousavian. I don't think he's related to Mousavi because he has an Eon at the end. But this guy, he was a diplomat in Iran. He was actually a very influential diplomat. Iranian is a lead Iranian nuclear negotiator. And now he's actually living in Princeton University. And is one of the highest ranking members of Tehran's political elite to relocate to the U.S. since last year's political uprising against President Ahmadinejad. So this is one of those gentlemen that I think knows a lot of the insides of Iran. Now he's living in the U.S. And
ولی چیزی که من خوندم این هستش که خیلی نمیشه نمیدونم حالا چقدر میتونه این درست باشه ولی خیلی سیاسی نیست موندنش. یعنی نیومده اینجا که مثلا پناهندگی بگیره یا چیزی. میگه خودش یعنی حالا اونجوری که خودش گفته فوکسش روی آره روی میگه تحصیلات برای تحصیلات و برای فکر کنم معالجه بیماری اومده
ادامه تحصیل
آره مثل اینکه مریض بوده برای چند وقتی بعد اومده بود اینجا but he, آره, he's saying he's not here for political reasons. That's the news. One last news. Actually, it's kind of a sad news. Senator Robert Byrd.
You keep forgetting your last news.
No, this news. Yeah, I always forget these like important news sometimes. But Senator Robert Byrd, he has passed away. He was like. Actually, the longest-serving senator in United States history.
Wow.
This guy was former KKK.
Exactly, this guy was former KKK. He used to be. He actually voted against the civil rights movement, but then he totally had a huge turnaround, and he was one of the biggest advocates for Obama, for anti-war, and just became like this, you know, liberal guy in the Democratic Party. But Senator Robert Byrd, rest in peace. And this song is not at all appropriate for resting in peace, but he was very old, so I guess we can all celebrate for people's lives till 92. So, this has been Iran Zeman with the news. We'll be back after this.
تو برام عزیز نیست گفت گفته بودم که نباشی میمیرم و این عجیبی لحظه ها میزرن.
خب اینجا برنامه ایرانیکن لایف، صدای ما رو از رادیو جوان میشنوید. برنامه امشب موضوعش هست غیرت، غیرت ایرانی، و ما به مناسبت جام جهانی و به احترام به شما دوستان عزیز شنونده یک توپ فوتبال اینجا گذاشتیم و میخواییم باش صحبت کنیم یه مقداری. الان جان من میخوام شما شروع کنی با این توپ فوتبال صحبتی داشته باشی راجع به غیرت.
Yeah, I need to. Okay, where's the football? I see it.
اینجا سوین داره نگاه
میکنه. Okay, so dear football.
Is the football hiding behind the soccer ball? Because all I see is a soccer ball.
Oh, it's a football.
I'm confused.
That's Sean McCoy. Baby.
Very funny.
John Stewart said it best. If that day comes where U.S. actually wins a World Cup,
yes,
then maybe the rest of the world will think about calling football soccer.
And what happens when
no,
Iran?
No, they have to.
What
no,
happens when Iran wins a World Cup?
Well, همه میگن فوتبال، همه دنیا میگن فوتبال.
Everybody stop shaving your legs.
آمریکا تنها کشوریه.
Everybody has hairy legs from then on.
نه همه باید همه بابا اینا که همه هری لگ دارن، فقط باید چیز کنن، مش سیاه بزنن به موهای پاشون.
There you go. I like that.
خب ببخشید الان صحبت.
Okay. So imagine you're going to a club and you're having a good time and some dude walks up and hollers at your girl. How do you respond to that? A lot of fights between guys start at clubs just because of this very reason. Some man disrespects your woman, what do? You beat him up. Got to prove that you're the alpha. Exactly. Leho lavardash mkoni. Got to prove that you're the alpha male, right? Is it really necessary to fight with a guy if he inappropriately touches your girlfriend? A lot of girls these days believe that they can take care of themselves and their men. They don't really need their men to get involved in their business. So if as a woman I'm at a club and some guy acts a fool, a girl, or I say, you know, I can take care of myself, so I don't even get my man involved. But personally, I don't think that way. I mean, I would like to know that my man's there to protect me. I'm not saying I need him to, but it would be nice to know that he's there if I needed him. It makes you feel protected. They say that men appreciate beauty and women appreciate being protected, either physically, emotionally, whatever.
Financially. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that exactly. Yeah,
I
that
too. Ob, I need ob.
Yeah. So. I don't know, but a lot of women disagree with me. What do you mean?
دخترای عزیز شنونده، لطف کنید اگر که با الناز موافق نیستین حتما ایمیل بزنید و باش دعوا کنید، دو تا فوش قشنگ نصیبش کنید.
I know I see a lot of that coming my way. الناز
تا یه حدی با الناز موافقم، فکر کنم با خود الناز موافقم، ولی با اون با این که مثلا پسر و دختر با هم باشن، بعد یک کسی، حالا پسری، رفتار نامربوط انجام بده با گرلفرند، دوست دختر،
نامشروع، استغفر الله.
اگه پسر ریسپان نکنه، اگه اون پسر مثلا کامیتد هست، خودش رو مثلا بویفرند، همسر، پارتنر، whatever، اون دختر میدونه، اگه اون جوابی نده، عمل عکس العملی نشونه در حالی که اونجا هست و میبینه چه اتفاق افتاده، به نظر من اون به نظر من شخصا خیلی بی احترامی به دختر، مثل اینه که کاملا داری طرف رو ایگنور میکنی. یعنی اوکی، خب برو خودت تکر بکن، برای مهم نیست چه اتفاق وسط افتاده، ولی وقتی تو هم توی اون سیچویشن هستی، اگر که تنها باشه دختر، آره به نظرم دیگه مثلا پسر بیاد خودشو بندازه جلو بگه نه 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 من میخوام مثلا تیکر بکنم، اونجا نبود اصلا، ندیده چی شده، اون فکر کنم صحبت دیگه ایه. ولی اینکه همزمان باشه اونجا، سیچویشن رو ببینی، موقعیت رو ببینی، چه اتفاقی افتاده و کاری انجام ندی، اصلا برای من اون پسر خیلی پسر بی معرفتیه به نظرم.
Before I get all the hate mail. Okay, before I get all the hate mail from everybody, all the listeners.
I emailed them.
Give out my phone number. You can talk to. No, I don't. Again, I don't say that. You know, I don't. I need a guy who gets into fights. Any asan manzuramun nis. That's kind of ridiculous. Any guy who gets into a fight over that is kind of ridiculous. But I'm just saying, you feel protected more when you know. No, that's kind of being a douchebag. That's not what I meant. It's like feeling protected, knowing that your man's there to protect you. you know, if you needed it.
لازم نیست لزوما احساس اینی که مثلا کسی داره حمایتت میکنه لزوما به معنی این نیست که حالا اون طرف قراره بیاد و به خاطر تو مثلا شروع کنه دعوا کردن. همین که مثلا حتی مثلا تو صحبت میکنی داری جواب مثلا طرفو میدی یا نمیدونم هر چی اتفاقی که داره میفته همراهیت بکنه، لزوما لازم نیست مثلا دستی right. بزنه یا شروع بکنه به دعوا کردن فیزیکلی و این حرفا.
See, but this is also it's a very thin line. This is a kind of very girl answer. Mm-hmm. In that it's, I want you to want to fight, but when I tell you stop, calm down, then you should calm down. So I don't actually want you to fight for me, but I want you to want to fight for me. It's like when they want you to cook. I don't want you to cook.
Physically, چرا همیشه دعوا رو یه تو داری دعوای فیزیکلی رو میگی؟ لازم نیست، لزومی نداره که دعوا حتما دعوای فیزیکلی باشه. خیلی چیز immaturity هستش که بخوای.
Are you gonna like show those vazir? Like I don't understand. What are you gonna do? A guy disrespects your girl, other than either walk away or fight the guy.
یعنی maybe مثلا بهش بگی که احترام خودتو حفظ کن whatever. حالا تو موقعیت میتونه هر چیزی باشه، هر چیزی بشه. ولی اینکه بخوای فیزیکلی شروع به دعوا بکنی.
But he was disrespectful to your woman. You think he's gonna respect you coming in his face and like tambying him in front of the whole club? Chances are the same type of guy that's going to disrespect your girl is not going to sit there and take an etiquette lesson from you after he's had a few drinks. So you're ready for a fight to come after that. But yeah, I understand. Honestly, me saying that, and I think a lot of our listeners would agree that you've been in this situation, both guys and girls, is that your girl needs to know and she wants to know that you would fight for her, that you kind of want to, and that when she pulls you back off the ledge, you let her. You know what I mean?
But Biggie Mano. بگی من نزد برم بکشمش.
Well, part of it is that though.
نزد خفش کنم.
Part of it is that. Part of it is guys posing with each other in front of other guys. But sometimes it is you have to let your girl know that you're willing to fight for her in that moment. And then it's kind of her job to step in and stop.
نمیشه برنامه ریزی کنی مثلا به دختر بگی ببین مثلا من میدونم میرم بعد تو بیا من دستامو محکم بگیر و من اینجوری میکنم ولم کن مثلا
نشونش بده. Anyway,
no, you're supposed to say that to your friends so that your girl thinks you're the tough guy. You tell your girl that
she knows. It ends up happening anyway. Like nobody really like punches anybody. You just get into each other's faces and like your mama jokes.
Really?
Yeah, no. It's not like that.
That'd be nice if that's how it was.
Really?
خب حالا این شما حالا الناز منظور تو از این صحبتی کردی این بود، این در راستای این بود که این غیرت پسر ایرانیه، این غیرت پسر ایرانی نشون میده که میرن مثلا برای دخترشون یا خانومشون دوست دخترشون میرن همچین عملی انجام میدن.
Yeah, it's a form of protection, kind of like honor. You're kind of defending the honor of your woman. In fact, Borhan just told us that a few
Who?
Borhan, yeah, our producer.
Mr. Producer
Man? Mr. Producer Man over there. He is telling us that there's a forum on some websites that say that a lot of women say that being ghairati is a turn on for most women.
Why did you just say turn on like that?
Because I don't even know. I'm not even gonna say it.
خب از این بحث که بگذاریم.
So on top of the hate mail, any ghairati boys out there who want to contact Elnaz, it apparently is a turn on for Elnaz.
Please do not give out my email address.
بذار بریم یه خورده موسیقی بشنویم که این من عرق کردم.
خود صورت Elnaz
کسی I'm ready to fight somebody right now. Somebody come in here.
قرمز شد مثل لبو.
با تو بمونم اگه نباشی تنهام، پس بیا وقتی با تو هم انگار رو ابرام، چون میدونم با تو شروع میشه فضام. بیا پیشم، بیا نزدیکتر، نمیخوام از دور نگاه کنم، اسمت خشنگه، میخوام روزت بار صدا کنم. بیا پیشم، بیا نزدیکتر، نمیخوام از دور نگاه کنم، اسمت خشنگه، میخوام روزت بار صدا کنم. خره و بیمزه، فقط بگو این چه طرزه، نگاه کردن آدم دلش میلرزه. حالا بیا نزدیک، بیا نزدیک، هر کسی دورت مسخره کن، فقط عشق من شامل تبصره کن. تا صد سال دیگه هم با عینک و عصا با تو میمونم، پس دور وای نسا. بیا نزدیک، بیا نزدیک، نمیخوام از دور نگاه کنم، اسمت خشنگه، میخوام روزت بار صدا
Welcome back to Ironikin Live. You're here on RadioJavon.com. Sorry, Elnaz just left to go take a cold shower. She apparently turned herself on a little too much. And speaking of showers, we have Ms. Shower Hot Shahid, who has joined us.
Thanks for the intro.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Are you being nice today?
For now, yeah.
We had a little bonding session back in the other room, me and Ali.
Oh, okay. Good to know, yeah.
What?
Some guy touched her inappropriately, and I bashed his head on the desk.
Yeah, basically, he's my older brother now. My pretend older brother.
That's how we do it.
A Bogeirat older brother.
Eyval, babu, eyval. Pop. چطوری؟
Good. How are you?
بنده سم متشکرم. یه مدتی MIA بودی.
Me?
آره.
Yeah, I've been busy.
خیلی کلمه به جای استفاده کردی. متشکرم از اینکه اینو گفت. کلمه هفته یه مدت تو نبودی، ما زیاد به کلمه هفته نمیخندیدیم. میخوام ببینم که کلمه هفته.
Okay, I don't think I picked a funny one this time, but maybe something will come out of it. Chauvinist.
Why you look at me when you said that?
No, I'll look at Iman.
My kids don't even know what you're
Chauvinist. Chauvinist basically means it can apply to both sexes. It can apply to females and males, but usually it's used in the term chauvinistic pig, and it's in reference to a guy who thinks he's better than women, sees women as a tool or an object. I'm trying to think of other.
فارسیش میشه ایمان؟ به نظره کسی که از خانوما به عنوان سابجکت آبجکت.
And you know what's funny? مرد سالار. Yeah. Okay. And you know what's funny is that when I was looking up
مرد سالار.
Oh, when I was this is real. I don't want to say this, but I have to because it was funny. When I was looking up definitions for chauvinist, there was this one specific definition that someone had written. It was a word that a woman uses even though she has no idea what it means. We can't.
That's a good one.
بسیار عالی. من فکر کنم مرد سالار ممکنه خیلی مرد خوبی هم باشه، یکی کسی که مرد سالار باشه، ولی خب
doesn't مرد سالار basically mean sexist?
I mean, I don't think chauvinist is far from that either.
Exactly. Yes. So that's what we're saying, it's synonyms.
اوکی. حالا میذاریم اونو برای یه بحث دیگه.
مرد سالار یعنی حرف آخر رو میزنه. Necessarily یعنی واقعا به این معنا نیست که حالا مثلا زنها رو نمونه آبجکت استفاده میکنه. آره. یعنی حرف آخر حرف اونه. میتونه آره. خیلی میتونه مرد ساله میتونه خیلی شوهر خوبی باشه.
رئیس جمهور خانواده است و با رأی انتخاب شده. بنابراین هیچ مشکلی هم نداره.
Right. So what's the Farsi word of the week?
کلمه فارسی هفته هست سیب زمینی.
I love potatoes.
I'm hungry right now.
یا گاهی اوقات میگن دیپ دمینی.
Fingerling داریم fingerling potato.
I love fingerling potatoes. Hello soulmate.
Hello.
این باندینگ شما داره تکمیل میشه.
In our make-believe brother sister life, our mom cooks us fingerling potatoes. That works.
میترسم که خب سیب زمینی. سیب زمینی میدونی یعنی چی؟
Potato.
من بجز potato.
No, tell me. I don't know.
ما اینجا نمیایم که حرف از سیب زمینی بزنیم. شما هم نمیدونی.
No, sir.
علی. سیب زمینی به یک شخصی میگن که احساس نداره. به شخصی میگن که مثلا بی غیرته، که اصلا براش اهمیت نداره که مثلا یه بلایی سره مثلا چه میدونم خواهرش بیاد یا هر کس کارش بیاد، مثلا برعکس اون کسی که خیلی مثلا شور میزنه.
So what vegetable would be باغیرت؟
تا یه اتفاقی میفته
like
broccoli. بذار بهت بگم برای چی به سیب زمینی میگم بی غیرت، تا بعد به من تو خودت احتمالا بگی کدوم سبزی با غیرته. علتش اینه که توش اگه باز کنی خیلی بلنده، هیچ رگ و ریشه ای نداره.
But it's yummy.
خب علی جان، شما که سندی مقداری yes. بالاتره yes. من برای تو توضیح میدم. چون رگ و ریشه نداره به یه نفری که بی غیرته میگن سیب زمینی.
I understand now.
حالا چه سبزی با غیرته؟
Broccoli. It has a lot of like furry stuff in the top. I don't know.
خب براکلی رو ازت قبول میکنیم، اشکال نداره. بریم.
I'm at a loss.
خب I thought you were Mr. Quick on your feet.
بذار موسیقی گوش بدیم برگردیم تا بیشتر تا سید.
مسکن رنج و درد به صورت قرص و گرد. شما نهار نداری جاش میخوریم کیک زن، انتخابای تستی ازدواجای قصدی، دوزار ته گنجه بود فرستادیم فلسطین، موفقیت تزمینی موزیک زیرزمینی، دکتر قلب نمیخوان جراح فک و بینی، غیرت سیب زمینی توسعه سبک چینی، دموکراسی دینی پیتزای قرمه سبزی.
بسیار عالی. من یه خورده تحقیق کردم و به تحقیق برام ثابت شد که معنی غیرت، غیرت دوتا معنی داره. اولا از کلمه عربی الغیرات میاد یا الغیره که دو معنی داره، یه معنیش به نام منفعت کسی رو خواستن یا از کسی حمایت کردنه که تقریبا همون چیزی میشه که ما راجبش داریم صحبت میکنیم، و معنی بعدیش اینه که اختلاف بین دو چیز یا متفاوت بودن، مثلا میگن تغییر یا چیزی به هر حال. و به نظر میاد که این حس غیرت، غیرت بازی از اونجایی شروع میشه که مثلا طرف حس میکنه که باید حتما حفاظت کنه از مثلا حالا خواهر کوچیکترشه یا خواهر حتی بزرگترشه یا نمیدونم بابای از دخترشه یا نمیدونم پسر از دوست دخترشه، نامزدشه، زنشه یا هر چیز. بنابراین از اونجا این داستان شروع میشه و میگن در داستان ها اومده که یه خانومی یه روزی 13 قلو داشته و میخواسته 9 ماه میگذره و این 13 قلو باید به دنیا میمده، هی به دنیا نمیمده. خلاصه میشه 1 هفته، 2 هفته، 3 هفته، میره دکتر میگه آقا دکتر چه خبره، مثلا ما الان مثلا 10 ماه 11 ماه که بچه هم به دنیا میمده. خلاصه دکتر هم سونوگرافی میکنه و اینا، میبینه که از قضا در این 13 قلو 12 تا دخترن و یه پسر، و پسره دست این 12 دختر گرفته میگه عمرن اگه بذارم بدون لباس بریم بیرون. بله. خلاصه من نمیدونم که از دخترهای عزیزی که این دارن این برنامه رو گوش میدن برادر کسیشون داره یا نه، و اگه دارید میتونید داستاناتون رو روی وبسایت ما iranican.com روی بلاگ بذارین یا به ما ایمیل بزنید iranicanlive@radiojavan.com. و حتی شما خانم محوش غلط کرد، شما میتونی بگی که مثلا اگه احیانا داستانی داری یه روزی اگه غلط کردی یه کاری کردی داداشت بهت یه چیزی گفته.
من خوشبختانه نه داداشم هیچ وقت از این صحبت ها با من نکردن، وگرنه خیلی مشکل اساسی توی خانواده پیش میاد. ولی در همون راستا میخوام بگم که خیلی از این یادم هست و احتمال زیاد شنونده هم شنیده باشن در مورد جریان دختر، مشکل دخترای فراری که در ایران از سالها پیش شروع شده و هنوز هم گواهگداری میشنویم، حداقل توی اخباری فکر کنم داخلی ایران هستش، که خیلی هاشون علاوه به راهای بد کشیده میشن. اون سالها پیش که میخوندم در مجله‌ای که این مسئله تازه شروع شده بود و با دخترها مصاحبه میکردن، خیلی از این دخترها فرار کردن از خونه رو در واقع به همین، دقیقاً به همین مشکل ربط میدادن. میگفتن پدر و برادرای ما خیلی ما رو تحت فشار قرار میدادن، یعنی اگر که مثلا هم از لحاظ دیر آمدن به خونه، هم اینکه اگر با پسری که اینها نمیشناختن اینا رو مثلا توی خیابون جایی میدیدن دیگه، یعنی روزگارشون سیاه بود، یعنی به معنای واقعی به قصد کشت این برادرها و پدرها به قصد کشت، یا حتی بعضی وقتا پسر عمو، یعنی هر کسی که مردی بود که بالای سر این دخترها بود میگفتن به قصد کشت ما رو میزدن. یعنی ما ترجیح دادیم از خونه فرار کنیم، اون چون دیگه توی خونه هم احساس امنیت نمی کردیم، ترجیح دادیم که بیایم از حداقل اونجوری زیر دست و پا له نشیم، خودمون برای خودمون زندگی کنیم. ولی خب البته اون هم یه مشکل اساسی شده الان توی ایران، خیلی مشکل بزرگی شده و هنوزم ظاهرا به طور خوبی ادامه داره. ولی خوشبختانه حالا در جواب ایران، من هیچ وقت برادرای روشن فکری دارم و داشتم و هیچ وقت با من اینجور برخورد نکردم، خوشبختانه از این لحاظ خوش شانس بودم.
حموم داغ شما چطور؟
No, I have the opposite situation. My brother, he's younger than me, 5 years younger than me. and he is ridiculous. Like, actually, it happened today. I was walking by a Victoria's Secret and he like pulls me away. He's like, don't go in there. You're not allowed in there. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's 15.
Wow.
برادر خوبی با ما از طرف ایرانیکن یک هدیه براش تدارک میبینیم
و عنوان برادر با غیرت
برادر نمونه نمونه سال.
No, it's not a good thing. I don't think it's a
good thing.
How is it okay because I can't protect myself because I don't know what's right for me because give me 20 reasons why it's okay
for me. نمیتونه این چیزا رو تشخیص بده.
Did you really just say that on air?
Don't even
Did you really say that in my presence?
What did you say?
I can't believe you just said that.
شوخی بود.
Okay, بس آره.
Right, okay.
I missed something good, obviously.
Hey, بابا.
خب ایما شما چطور؟ شما خواهر دارین؟
نه.
I have a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most غیرتی and 1 being the least, being سیب زمینی, 10 being broccoli, what are you guys? That's not good. I thought being با غیرت was like the best, so you need to be a 10.
من همچین خیلی با غیرت حال نمی کنم. به همونطور که اول برنامه گفتم به نظر من یک مرض اخلاقیه.
Hello, what?
He was about to rate himself a 9.
I was about to tell my score. I was like, wait. Hold on. Do you have female cousins at least? I know you guys don't have sisters.
Yeah, I have female cousins.
Are people like, and not, just nothing?
Okay, خب بذار بگم چیه.
Yeah, go ahead. I would like to hear this. Before I give myself a high number, I want to hear what kind of brain disease I have going on.
No, you can't take your number back. Go ahead.
فقط بخواهی که گفتی female cousin داری یا نه. من کازینامو فکر کنم که انقدر پروتکتدن از طرف خانوادشون که من باید یه جوری اینا رو نجات بدم. یعنی که شاید علتش هم اینه که من اینجوری پنج عذاب در اومدم و به نظرم مرض اخلاقی میخوانی که مثلا اطرافیانم بیشتر کسایی که اطرافم هستن احساس میکنم که یه مقداری واقعا دیگه این غیرت رو به جوهایی کشیدن که دیگه هیچ معنی نمیده.
So you're a healthy male individual. Your turn.
Who, my turn? Ali's turn?
Yeah.
I was like a 12 growing up. Now maybe I'm like an 8.5.
Okay.
Because I've always been
12 growing up.
Yani chi. I was 12 out of 10. Yeah.
Wow.
But here,
look, this is a little different. For I come from a big family, first of all, so we had a lot of girls growing up. I had sisters and a lot of cousins. But I think this, speaking for our listeners who grew up in the United States, you guys could probably relate to this, you know, of the quote unquote Iranican nation, is that Iranian women in America, especially, I like to think, hopefully, that, you know, the girls in my family weren't perfect, but they were more ladylike, a little bit more upstanding than the typical girls I grew up around, the American girls I grew up around. So I noticed from a young age that there was something to be protected and respected. And I could see from a young age also that I'm sure our listeners would agree with this, that American guys, they don't have that same level of respect for a lady as Iranian guys do. So, in essence, not only was I protecting them, but I was protecting them
from... You think Iranian guys have respect for women?
Can I finish what I'm saying? I'm talking to the listeners right now.
Okay.
You hold on.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying that I think our listeners would agree with is that Iranian women or Iranian guys in America who are ghairati about their women are not only protecting their women in general, but are protecting them from a society that is not as respectful of women as the society from which we come. So, like, it could be kind of a byproduct of the fact that the girls in my family are a little bit more lady. Like, I didn't know there was such thing as, like, Iranian tramps until I was, like, 20. I was like, what? There's trampy Iranian girls? Well, how come no one ever introduced me to any of these people? Like, I thought all Iranian girls were very upstanding, ladylike, dashun budan. They, like, you know what I mean? They respected their families and all this type of stuff. So I think part of it is that we're protecting them from a society that's not as respectful of them as it should be. So I think that's why Iranian guys growing up in America maybe are a little bit more outgoing or forward about their ghairati because our girls need to be protected and respected in this culture.
Okay.
خب از
خیدت بخواد.
Right.
موسیقی خوره گوش بدیم و برگردیم ادامهش بدیم.
مادرش گفت بغض نکن ماشالله دیگه شدی Oh,
گریه نمی کنه، مرد که گریه نمی کنه، مرد که گریه نمی کنه. اون علی یا مرتضی یا تقی یا نمی، گریهشو خوب نگه دار، بوزشم نترکی. وقتی که 10 ساله شد یه روز توی مدرسه افتاد زیر کتک معلم هندسه، تو از تو چشات جم شد از خجالت و از دعن، معلم سرش داد زد مگه نیستی تو یه اکمن. مرد که گریه نمی کنه، 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 مرد که گریه نمی کنه.
You're back with ironicandlive.com. Now that's a definition of غیرت that we probably didn't discuss. The definition that they were using and chanting in the protest right there.
غیرت
وطنی.
Yeah. Well, I guess we did. We talked about country. Yeah, I did use that as part of the definition.
Nationalistic. آره ایرانیا معروفن به این وطن پرست بودن و مثلا غیرت. بعد حتی توی حالا که صحبت جام جهانیه اگه قد کرده باشی مثلا تو مسابقه فوتبال هم این چیزای ریپورترهای فوتبال ایرانی میگن مثلا بچه های فوتبالیست مثلا غیرت خودشون رو امشب ثابت بره. کردن و مثلا تو دهان مثلا فلان تیم زدن و از این
غیرت ورزشی اونم هست.
آره خلاصه
چند تا نمونه داریم، یکی غیرت ورزشیه، یکی غیرت همین اون اسمونو نمیدونم چی باید گذاشت، غیرت معروف و غیرت تعصب،
غیرت ناموسی.
آها غیرت ناموسی. آفرین.
و برای همین هست که به اصطلاح الان دولت عزیز ایران هم یک برنامه جدید داره، طرح مبارزه با بدحجابی، و در این طرح مبارزه با بدحجابی یه قسمتیش هست طرح مبارزه با مزاحمین نوامیس که نوامیس یعنی جمع همون ناموسه، که یعنی اگه مزاحم ناموس کسی بشی به غیرت دولت برمیخوره و غیرت دولت باعث میشه که شما رو دستگیر کنه. اونم بالاخره یه نوع
حالا بگذاریم که همین دولت کلی خودش به نوامیس مردم دست درازی میکنه.
استغفر الله این حرفو نزن. اونها چیزه، اونا اوکی، اونا
اونا مسئله
مشکلی نداره. خب و
Wait, Ali was going to say something. Oh, I mean, in, during the break, he said something about knocking me out. So much for respect for me, you know.
I said,
for
you're not
women.
My little sister anymore. I didn't say anything
no,
about
no,
knocking
no,
you out.
No, no, you said, I'm
oh,
ready
in this
to knock
verbal
you
debate,
out.
Okay, well, why don't you share with our listeners the objections you have to the quote-unquote BS that I just spewed.
I think I just proved my point. You just said to my face that you were going to knock
no,
me out.
No, I didn't. No, be serious. You really thought that what I was saying about protecting our women from outside
culture
is BS, so go ahead and share.
Yeah, because that's a...
Why are you holding your mic like you're Jay-Z right now?
Because it'll flip up. Right. I'm in a really uncomfortable position.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyways.
How much تقصير علي?
Yes.
Everything is his fault.
I'm sure it is.
I think it's a false justification to say that we have a higher level of respect for our women. That's why we have more غيرات, or that's why غيرات even exists in our culture.
Why do you
is
think
that,
it's
is
false justification?
That, is that what you're saying?
I'm
I want to make sure
that's
I have your
how,
argument
that's
right.
Why, speaking as the only American-raised guy here, that's why Iranian guys in America maybe are admittedly over-rated sometimes, because not only...
Then why do they treat the girls they date like trash, even if they are Iranian?
The Iranian
so
girl? Hold on,
All girls. I don't care if they're Iranian or non-Iranian. Even the Iranian girls, sometimes they treat like trash. Actually, most of the time, if they're not ready to get married. Honestly, it sounds to me like the ghirat is reserved for people in the family or people that you actually care about. Because Iranian men don't want to actually care about anything but themselves.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
We care about our moms.
Exactly. Your mom, your sister.
Right. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The ghirat sometimes does not extend to a typical Persian girl you might see at a club, or definitely probably not to an American girl who you meet out at a bar. It does. I'm saying the reason we're more protective of our own women, be they our family, our girlfriends, whatever, is because we're protecting them from this outside world.
Why? Because you know how badly people can treat women. Why? Because Iranian men treat women
just
the worst.
That's it?
No.
Chauvinism exists because of Iranian men? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. It can extend to all different Middle Eastern and other cultures. But what I'm saying is that the more ghirat you have, the more it means that you have the capability of treating women badly.
Sweetie, we all have the capability. Every guy has the capability.
Okay, I'm
and
sorry.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the reaction. Here's
tendency.
You're right. And this is another thing. This is a pointer for our younger listeners who are listening. I try to educate the women in my family and the girls growing up with, this is how guys talk when you're not around. Don't have these stars in your head about what this guy's doing and he's doodling your name on a piece of paper. No. He's probably on the phone. He's texting with another girl at the same time. They don't want to believe it. But you tell this to a girl who's a loved one of yours, and now they think you're the jackass, and the guy she's dating is, from Twilight, or just some guy who, like, floated down from heaven. What I'm doing, you're right, the reason I'm protective of the girls in my family is because I am a normal guy. So I've probably made mistakes. I've probably done things that I shouldn't have done with girls.
Right.
And I've seen my friends do the same thing. And so I've seen it. I'm honest with them instead of telling them, this is your Prince Charming. He's coming on a white horse. I'm saying, you know, he's probably doing something else
Baldar,
and you're not watching.
As for سفید بالدار هم هست.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only point. You're right that we do mistreat women. And your Iranian guys apparently are notorious amongst non-Iranian girls.
Yeah,
for,
I mean,
like,
from the comment on our blogs,
hidden,
I think
right.
There's been a few, actually.
You're right. It's hidden. There's someone who commented on our blogs who said, I'm American and I've worked with Persians for 7 years. She says the whole company is full of them, and I've seen how Persian men treat women, especially American women. They're disgusting, vile, abusive pigs.
Wow.
Every one of them that dated American girls used them and lied to them, making fools out of them, calling them cruel names in Farsi to their face in front of other Persians, knowing they didn't know the meaning, then smiling and calling them Bella. First of all, she's American. How does she know what they're saying in Farsi is my question. But anyway, that's all.
Okay.
She says, never taking them to family functions and buying them gifts. That's in a Chris Rock song. That's not just Persian guys. What does Chris Rock say in a song? If you've been dating a guy for 4 months and you haven't met his family or his friends, you're not his girlfriend. Just step. That's your fault for falling for it. Sometimes you have to learn things the hard way. Sorry. But you're right.
Okay.
But I've heard from a lot of girlfriends I've developed over the years have asked me, once we've developed that friendship, is it true that I should never date an Iranian guy? Because if I'm not Persian, he's never going to marry me. He's only going to... I'm like, yeah, probably it's true. I don't want to speak for every Iranian guy.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, and I'll protect them the same way I protect one of my relatives, and I'll tell them
wow.
that there are jerks out there. But that's part of ghirati, is explaining how
right,
other
so
guys
the woman
are jerks
has
sometimes.
To earn your ghirat.
Sure, I'm would not ghirati for some girl at Starbucks.
Right,
no, yeah.
Right, but
people who I
she
care
has
about.
To earn it by your rules.
No, not by
do you understand why that is chauvinistic in itself? Because you're setting your rules as superior.
No,
to-
that's not superior. That's,
okay.
That's the same thing as any friendship. If to earn someone's ghirat, they have to earn some sort of allegiance to them, some sort of friendship. If I don't have any allegiance to you, why would I be ghirati towards you?
Okay, I'm sorry. We don't live during Machiavelli times. Allegiance. loyalties.
Allegiance, as in, if it's a girl that I'm kind of friends with, but my cousin's trying to go out with her, I'm not going to sell my cousin out like, hey, my cousin's kind of a dog. I'm going to be like, go for it, dude. Like, what am I going to say?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? آخرش هم
جواب تو داده نوشته, if you know Farsi, never tell them.
How does she know Farsi, though?
So I'm someone.
What moron taught her Farsi? Now she's on here disparaging all of us. Jesus Christ.
میگه توی شرکت من میگه همه ایرونی هم خب خیلیشون ایرونی هم حتما پرسیده.
ولی ما کامنت های اینجوری روی بلاگ چیزمون برنامه یکی از اولین برنامه مون به نام Dating Ironican Live خیلی کامنت های اینجوری داریم. اگر که دوست دارید لینکش هم میذارید میذاریم روی وبسایت برین بخونید. یه بریک کوتاه میگیریم و برمیگردیم. Listening to Ironican Live on Radio Java. و بحث داغ غیرت و اینکه خانم حموم داغ شاهد داشت با علی بحث میکرد راجب کلن اینکه مردا چه اخلاق و چه خصوصیاتی دارن این حرفا. ولی خب به نظر من حالا داشتیم صحبت میکردیم که مثلا اگه پسر ایرانی با یه دختر ایرانی دوست بشه احتمالا شاید یه خورده جدیتر میگیره, در صورتی که اگه با یه دختر آمریکایی حالا یا خارجی هر جای دیگه باشه غیر ایرونی باشه شاید اولش انقدر جدی نباشه, حالا مگر بعدن واقعا احساس کنه که میخواد رابطه جدی داشته باشه. و من اولا که خیلی پسرا دیدم, حالا مثلا علی میگه معمولا خب نمیره اول بهش چیزی بگه که مثلا من با تو جدی ندارم, درسته, ولی خیلی پسرا مثلا که میگن یعنی, و خیلی دخترای آمریکایی هم هستن که براشون اوکیه, میگه مثلا من آمادگی ازدواج ندارم, این رابطه برای ازدواج نیست, فلان نیست, اینجوری نیست, این نیست, اونم میگه اوکی دات فاین, مثلا حالا یا اونم خودش مثلا دلش نمیخواد کاملا با این موضوع موافقه, یا یعنی اینکه اگه نیست مثلا حاضره که هنوز حالا یا به نوعی این ریسک رو, و به قول شاید میگه خب بعضی دختر ایرانی هم همینجوری هستن که اونم درسته. و من حتی دیدم که از مثلا به دختر ایرونی مثلا دوستای خودم بودن که به دختر ایرونی هم اینجوری رو راست گفتن و اونم حتی قبول کرده. حالا به هر علتی هر کسی به یه دلایل خودش رو داره دیگه. بنابراین هست
شاید مثلا دختره ایرونی شاید میشه میتونم من شخصا میتونم این تصور رو بکنم با منی دختر ایرونی که مثلا دخترای ایرانی نگن یا مثلا که باشه حالا هیچ جمع نمیره باشه باشیم توی این ریلیشنشیپ, چون اون اکسپیکتیشنی که خانواده ایرانی از دختر ایرانی دارن اینه که مثلا اگه توی یه ریلیشنشیپی هستن حتما it should end somewhere and حتما باید آخرش ازدواج باشه, یعنی اگه اون ازدواج تو نظرش توی نظر دختر نباشه خیلی براشون چیز پذیرفتنی نیست, خانواده ها پدر و مادر ها به خصوص خب آخرش چیه, خب برنامه تون چیه, خیلی وقتا این خانواده ها وقتی دختر رو دارن دیت میکنن حالا پسر ایرانی یا غیر ایرانی فکر میکنن فرقی داشته باشه, همیشه این نکته توی ذهنشون هست, فکر کنم برای همین دختر ایرانی کمتر اینجور برخورد میکنن با قضیه.
And just to say just to all the American girls out there, why would you want an Iranian guy anyway?
Oh,
there's plenty
Lord.
Of white guys who will treat you great. Who are wonderful.
طبق گفته همین دوست عزیزمون در بلاگ they are handsome, no question.
Right. Handily. There's many other handsome guys out there.
فکر نکنم.
آها. Okay.
حالا تو ممکنه از تیم پرتغال خوشت میاد. ولی
Is that so?
Oh my God, come take me away, Ronaldo.
Wait,
right now.
One day Shaw is going to meet some Persian guy and literally head over heels. She's going to be like, I can't.
If that happens, I can't believe it. I'll change my name.
You will change your name to his last name. That's what you're going to change your name.
No, I'll change my first name. I'll change my first name to whatever you guys want. If
Sakine.
That ever, Sakine. I hate that name. So yes, if that ever happens.
Hey, Baba. No, Baba. Sakine. I'm going to say it correctly. یه چقدر وقته آقای فلان وقت تمام است بسیار عالی خب پس لطف کنید آخرین حرفاتون رو بزنید من به عنوان آخرین چیز میخوام بگم که در کشور عزیز ما ایران عزیزان خیلی خوبمون که در شمال کشور زندگی میکنند منظورم اهالی گیلان که معروف به رشتی ها هستن خیلی معروفن به غیرت و حالا جالب اینجاست که من یه خاطره که دارم اینه که یه بار ما 4 تا پسر رفته بودیم شمال و نمیدونم چی شد چه اتفاق خاصی افتاد که یکی از این بچهای ما یه نگاهی کرد اونور خیابون یعنی مثلا 20-30 متر مثلا فاصله اونور خیابون یه دختری داشت راه میرفت آقا یهو نزدیک بود مثلا 6 تا شمالی بهم ما رو کتک بزنن و معمولا هم اینجوریه معمولا کسایی که براشون جوک میسازن به خاطر که واقعا برعکسش درسته رشتی خیلی با غیرت حالا شمالی ها کلن خیلی آدم های با غیرتی هن و خیلی برشون جوک میسازن که خیلی بی غیرت هن
او پس برعکسش جدن واو خب بگو
یه چیز دیگه هم هست یه چیز دیگه هم هست میگن که هوای شمال به قولن شهیدی میگن هوای بله خلاصه میگن هوای شمال هم اونجوری این خود تأثیر داره روی مردم که بالاخره باید جوابگو باشن و این مسئله ناگفته نمونه و خلاصه جوک رشتی زیاده مثلا رشتی که میره نجاری میگه قربانت گرد کمد بساز از فراغا توش جا نشه خلاصه اینم از این و شاه جان صحبت آخره چیه؟
Stay away from Iranian guys, that's it.
آره
به خصوص علی
عاشق میشی پشیمون میشی میای اینجا به دست و پای ما میفتی میگی ببخشید من اون حرفا رو زدم
oh my god, god forbid, god forbid
این روز ما ضبط کردیم و اون روز هم میایم با هم صحبت میکنیم
okay. Remember to appreciate your brothers
your fathers
and your fathers and your Iranian brothers who take care of you and look after you and protect you from this vicious society and keep you pure and oh remember to God. Listen to more iranicanlive.com
همه چیز خوبه ولی تعادل باید حفظ بشه هر چی از تعادل رفت بیرون دیگه خوب نیست نه کمش نه زیادش
شب بخیر تا دو هفته دیگه خدا نگهدار iranicanlive@radiojavan.com is our email تیم مهلک آمریکا رو شکست بده و به مرحله 1/4 نهایی بره که با کی بازی میکنه؟
اوروگوئه
اورگوئه
اورگوئه یا پروگوئه کدوم یکی بود؟
اورگوئه
اورگوئه اورگوئه.
تیم غنا تیمی بود که برای بچه های ایرانیکن به عنوان تیم منتخبشون، تیم ضعیف منتخبشون انتخاب کردن، گفتن که بالا میره.
چرا ضعیف؟
خب یعنی نسبت به حالا ما یه رأی گرفتیم دیگه رو وبسایتمون بود و اینا، غنا هم رأی برد و خب بین خودمون هم تصمیم گرفتیم که غنا یه تیمی که ما براش بخواد ایران که نیست، مجبور شدیم گفتیم برای غنا دست بزنیم.
تیم آفریقاییه که رفت بالا، یادتون باشه.
And ironically they beat the US 2-1. And they're Iran's team.
احساسات ما جریحه دار شده اون
لحظه. Karma.
Iranican's team.
Iranican's team.
Tonight